From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is deriding Republicans for criticizing his efforts to improve the economy. This as congressional Democrats face a tough election year. His comments from the White House just moments ago come ahead of tomorrow's vote in the Senate on campaign finance disclosures. The Afghan government is trying to downplay the significance of 90,000 classified U.S. documents the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks posted online without authorization. A spokesman for President Hamid Karzai says, though, the government in Afghanistan is shocked sensitive material got out, but it says the information is nothing new. However, WikiLeaks says the information includes unreported incidents of Afghan civilian killings and anti-Taliban covert operations. WikiLeaks' disclosure is drawing fire from the U.S., Britain, and Pakistan, all of which are deeply invested in the Afghan war. Two car bombs in Iraq have killed at least 19 people and wounded another 52. NPR's Nishant Tahiya reports from Baghdad that the bombings come just days before an important Shia festival.
The bombings took place on the road to the city of Karbala in the south of the country. Shia pilgrims were on their way to commemorate the birth of the 12th or hidden imam on Wednesday. Such pilgrims traveling to shrines across Iraq are often targeted by Sunni insurgents. Earlier today, another car bomb killed at least 6 and wounded another 20 in the capital Baghdad. That bomb targeted the offices of Al Arabiya, a popular Arabic language television station. A senior member of the party that won the most votes in the March 7 elections was also wounded in the blast. Those elections did not produce a clear winner, and Iraq's political parties are still trying to form a government over 4 months after the voting. Insurgents have tried in recent weeks to take advantage of the political vacuum to mount more attacks. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are marking the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. We have more on this from NPR's David Wellner.
Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin was a key leader in pushing to make accommodations for disabled people the law of the land. Today, Harkin recalled that just before signing the ADA into law, President George H.W. Bush declared, "Let the shameful wall of discrimination come tumbling down."
20 years later, after President Bush signed it, that shameful wall is tumbling down. We've broken barriers, created opportunities, transformed lives. Today, we recognize that people with disabilities, like all people, have unique abilities, talents, and aptitudes, and our nation is a better, fairer, and richer country when we make full use of all those talents.
Harkin said when it comes to providing more choices in home and community-based services and in increasing employment opportunities, much remains to be done. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Still seeing some modest gains on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 60 points at 10,485. NASDAQ gaining 16 points. It's at 2286. This is NPR News. A BP board meeting scheduled tonight, but the company's not confirming reports of an announcement that embattled CEO Tony Hayward may be on his way out. Hayward became the face of BP's struggle to contain the Gulf oil spill. Industry observers say if Hayward leaves, BP may tap Bob Dudley as a successor. Dudley, who's been overseeing the spill response since last month, would be the first American to head up BP. Stocks are rising after a better-than-expected hike in new home sales in June and a jump in FedEx's profit outlook. FedEx shares were up about 5% in afternoon trading. Performance among transportation and shipping companies tend to reflect the broader health of businesses. Also today, the Commerce Department reported new home sales increased to an annual rate of 330,000 in June. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says he is not evading direct talks with Israel as international pressure on him mounts. Dale Gavlak says Abbas made the remarks to reporters after talks with Jordan's King Abdullah in Amman.
Abbas says the Palestinians are willing to hold direct peace negotiations with Israel and were not dodging such talks, as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suggested. But for talks to happen, he says Jewish settlement building should stop. He also wants Israel to consider pre-1967 borders for a Palestinian state. Netanyahu says Israel will not extend a 10-month slowdown in West Bank settlement construction that is set to expire in late September. The move was made to encourage Palestinians to negotiate with Israel directly instead of through a U.S. mediator. Abbas says he will discuss the issue with the Arab League on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Del Gavlak in Amman.
This is NPR.